This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, another one of those days. So much going on, I can't keep up with it all. So much going on, I need an 8-hour show, a 9-hour show to get it all in. But let's start with some of the biggest news stories of the day. I think the biggest news story of the day is China. President Trump on the verge of a trade deal with China that will shut everybody up, make the liberals climb back in their foxholes crying for mommy. They'll need a kiss and a hug and a straitjacket and a rubber room when Donald Trump shuts the door on that talk, because we're going to have a trade deal with China, sure as I'm standing here. China basically cried uncle last night and said, please, 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 Uncle Donald, don't destroy us. Don't ruin our country. Don't destroy our stock market. Let's get a quick settlement. China cried uncle, just as Wayne Root predicted. Some conspiracy theorist I am, huh? CNN, MSNBC, all the liberal media spent days calling me a conspiracy theorist. The only guy in the country who knew that Trump would win a deal with China is Wayne Allen Root and Donald Trump. There's nobody else in the media that predicted, and very few in the Republican Party, that predicted this was a good thing, and that the Chinese are we are the biggest customer of the Chinese, and without us, they're nothing, and that China would be brought to their knees, and Trump could crush their entire economy. But they can't do anything to our economy. Nothing. It's the customer that could destroy the owner's economy, the business owner's economy. It's not the other way around. A store, a restaurant, a shoe store, dry cleaner, they could all go out of business tomorrow, and you go, who cares? I'll find another one. There's another one 2 blocks away. But if all the customers leave, then that store is out of business. The customer is king. The customer is always right. The United States is China's only customer. We're it. Biggest customer in the world. We buy everything they've got. Without us, they got nothing. They got Stugatz, as my Italian friends used to say in the New York neighborhood. They got nothing. But before I get to more of the China deal, I just think another thing that's funny. You know, Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist, except I'm the one who's been saying, even when Bill O'Reilly promised that Joe Biden's going to get the nomination, I've been saying on the air, Joe Biden's never getting the nomination. Anyone who thinks Joe Biden's getting a nomination is in a delusionary world. Joe Biden's never going to be the nominee. And I say that as he's a huge favorite. As he's been a huge favorite. I've said this for months. As he's been a huge prohibitive favorite, up by 25 points in every poll. Some conspiracy theorist. Turns out I'm right again. Biden, once the clear favorite, plummets to third place in national polling. And it's more than one poll, by the way, but here's an article about one of the polls. Once the clear favorite and leading contender for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, former VP Joe Biden, seemingly never any gaffes, have put him in third place. Biden's now polling at 19% behind Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Can you imagine when they're talking about the fact, experts, that Biden's big problem is he can't get young people to vote for him because he's an old man, a stumbling, bumbling old man who looks like he has a dementia to me. So, of course, old people don't like him. But the best choice they can offer them is Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Do you know any young people are going to vote for Bernie Sanders who's older than Joe Biden? You know any young people are going to vote for Elizabeth Warren with her sensible shoes? Single most unattractive woman to ever run for president in the history of the presidency? And her sensible shoes? And her ugly outfits? Elizabeth Warren. You know, politics is show business. Study after study shows politics is show business. And it's about who smiles the most, who looks the best. Elizabeth Warren comes in last in a contest with, like, I don't know, 3 clowns and 2 bulls. Elizabeth Warren is never going to be the good-looking girl at the dance. And you can't be elected president unless you're the good-looking gal or guy at the dance. You got to look good. You got to at least look reasonable. The people who win the presidency are always salespeople. You can't win if you're not a salesperson. That's a combination of the way you look and your personality. Elizabeth Warren doesn't look good, and she has no personality. None. And you got to dress well. She dresses like a schoolmarm. Elizabeth Warren will never be the nominee based on those characteristics. And, of course, Joe Biden, in my opinion, will never be the nominee. And, of course, Bernie Sanders will never be the nominee. But I've made the prediction on the show. I think if I had to guess right now, first of all, my first choice is someone's going to come who we've never seen before, who's going to walk in at the last minute. You know, Michelle Obama, as an example. She keeps denying it, but I think Michelle Obama, once they beg her that they have no choice, no one else can beat Trump, she might have second thoughts and come into the race. Because there's no one in their ranks that could beat Trump. Everyone in their ranks will go down to a landslide defeat to Trump. But I have predicted that if nobody does materialize, and it's based on the people who are in the race now, it actually will be Elizabeth Warren with Kamala Harris as VP. But she can never be elected. I never said you can't get the nomination if you don't look good. I never said you can't get the nomination if you don't smile enough. I never said you can't get the nomination if you're a horrible dresser and you wear sensible shoes. I never said you can't get the nomination if you're a liar and you said you're an Indian. You can get the nomination in the crazy Democratic Party. You just can't win the general election. Every study I've ever seen says whoever smiles the most wins the American presidency since 1960, the day that most people had TV sets. And that was John F. Kennedy beating Nixon. Every person who heard the debate between Nixon and Kennedy on the radio, huge landslide for Nixon as the winner. Anyone who watched the debate on TV, huge landslide for John F. Kennedy. Nixon was sweating. Nixon looked beady-eyed. Nixon looked crappy. John F. Kennedy looked like a handsome guy. Everybody who watched it voted for Kennedy. Ever since TV sets, you got to be good-looking to run for president. You don't have to be Farrah Fawcett. You don't have to be Pamela Anderson. But you can't look like Elizabeth Warren. So, yeah, she could win the nomination. I think she will. That's my prediction. I've always said, for several months now, I've said Elizabeth Warren with Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee if nobody new comes in. But they're going to lose in a landslide. And so someone new may come in. But he's now in third place. He's polling 19 behind Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who are both at 20 in the latest Monmouth University poll. He suffered an across-the-board decline in support since June. He's lost ground with white Democrats, voters of color, voters without a college degree, voters with a college degree, men, women, voters under 50 years old, voters 50 and over. And those voters shifted almost equally to Sanders and Warren. So good luck to the Democratic Party with Bernie Sanders, an outright communist who wants to nationalize the energy industry and believes in $16 trillion, $16 billion wouldn't even buy him a, you know, doesn't even buy you a cupcake in Washington, D.C., $16 trillion in spending on the Green New Deal and believes in arresting energy company executives. Bernie Sanders is an out-of-touch old man communist. He's a joke. And Elizabeth Warren is a sensible, shoe-wearing, poorly dressing, unattractive communist who hates every businessman in America. The only reasonable candidate they had was Biden, but I always said Biden could never win the nomination because the Democratic Party would never allow a white, old white male to win the nomination. And a moderate old white male from his past record to win the nomination, they'll never allow it. And then, of course, you've got his dementia problem, clearly major problem for Biden. So Wayne Root, the conspiracy theorist, just happens to get everything right, and the people who call me a conspiracy theorist just happen to get everything wrong. Isn't that interesting? And I said all along that Biden has dementia. Sure enough, Joe Biden pushes back at detractors over his gaffes. I'm not going nuts, he says. I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts. If you have to say, while you're running for president, that I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts, if you have to say that in front of an audience or in front of a TV interview, let me tell you something. You are so far gone, they're going to put you right in the retirement home, Joe. Just call him Retirement Joe. It's another name for him. Retired Joe. Retirement Home Joe. Dementia Joe. Clueless Joe. Hapless Joe. There's a lot of names. No idea where he is, Joe. In any case, Joe Biden has to say in front of an audience in New Hampshire, I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts, after being unable to recollect a speech he gave at Dartmouth College only hours prior. I'm not sure whether it was the medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus. And by the way, he also didn't know what state he was in. He was in New Hampshire, but he thought he was in Vermont. The defense comes from Biden as Biden is worried even his staunchest allies for confusing times and places on the campaign trail. Last week, while addressing voters in Iowa, he mistakenly claimed Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy were assassinated during the late 70s. Of course, even I know, when I was just a little boy, even I know what happened in the 60s. I think like 67, 68, right, for Martin Luther King and JFK Robert. Oh, they were both 68. What were the dates? What months? April and June. When people think America's going to hell now, and they're so scared, especially liberals, oh my God, Trump's going to kill us all. Think about what life was like in America in the 60s. Two icons of America assassinated 3 months apart, and all the battles in Chicago during the Democratic National Convention between students getting beat the crap up by the Chicago police and the National Guard, and the National Guard killing students at Kent State, and Vietnam War going on. I mean, it must have, and Russia hating us, and the Cuba Missile Crisis. It must have seemed like the world was going to end any day in the 1960s. And yet it didn't end, and America didn't end, and life didn't end. So let's not get too carried away. Things are much better now than they were in the 1960s. No American politicians are getting assassinated 3 months apart. And we don't have a Vietnam War, and there is no Kent State. But he gets everything wrong, this Biden. He says, those kids in Parkland came up to see me when I was vice president. And lawmakers are basically cowering, not wanting to see them. They did not want to face it on camera. Folks, Parkland didn't happen while he was vice president. The tragic shooting happened while Trump was president. It happened on February 14, 2018, a year after Biden left office. He's had multiple speaking engagements where he trips on his words. He's talking about his love of Vermont while he was standing in New Hampshire. I'm telling you, Joe Biden, not only is he not going to be the nominee, he's not going to make it to the finish line. He's going to have to drop out way before that. This guy doesn't know where he is. Meanwhile, Trump cuts a huge historic trade deal with Japan, which means we're teaming up with Japan to take over China. We'll tell you when we get back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Are you among the millions of Americans? AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Whether you use firewood in a wood stove, fireplace, or backyard pit, now is a great time to order firewood in bulk. But keep in mind how much space you have for storage before ordering. You want to keep it protected from rain and snow, but also you don't want to store large quantities directly against the house. Doing so can encourage pests and be a fire hazard. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint and stain brands, like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, Cabot Stain, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile Promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip, or delivery is free. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint and stain brands. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit 2, delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this just in, breaking news. New York Times confirms a grand jury has been seated in Washington, D.C., and is now reviewing evidence on CNN contributor and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. CNN just hired him. I could have told them that Andrew McCabe, if life is fair, he's going to be indicted. I don't know if he's going to be convicted, but you can indict a ham sandwich if you're a halfway decent district attorney or U.S. attorney, et cetera, et cetera. Any decent prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. And I knew that, he was going to get indicted. How come they didn't know that? Because CNN's a bunch of frauds and idiots living in their own delusional dream world. I mean, they're so delusional. They actually think Wayne Root is a conspiracy theorist. I'm on radio 3 hours a day. That's 15 hours a week. That's 60 hours a month. That's 720 hours a year. Plus, I do hundreds of interviews on other people's shows. So I'm on the radio thousands of hours and TV thousands of hours a year. And, once in a while I cover a topic and I ask a lot of questions. But 90% of the time, I'm just talking about issues that matter to the average person. That's not a conspiracy theorist, but over at CNN, that's all they do is talk conspiracy. They live in a delusional dream world. And so in their little dream world, in their little bubble in Washington, D.C., and New York, and in Los Angeles, there's the bubbles where nothing but liberals live. And a conservative is nothing but a rumor on the streets of New York or L.A. or D.C. And they just don't understand the way we think. All I do is talk about the issues all of you care about, and all I do is give opinions from my own gut instinct, shooting from the hip, off the cuff. And all of them agree with what you guys think. So they think we're all nuts. All of you understand that? If Wayne Root's a conspiracy theorist and a nut, then every one of you is a conspiracy theorist and a nut. My show that's number one in Newsmax, everyone watching is a conspiracy theorist and a nut. except CNN is so stupid and backwards and delusional and communist. They're the communist news network, CNN, and they live in such a giant bubble. They don't even know that they hired someone who's about to get indicted a couple of weeks after they hired him. Morons. And they allowed somebody on Friday who said Trump is a worse murderer than Hitler and, Hitler and Mao Zedong and Stalin combined. Well, those three combined, I think, killed 50 million people. Trump has yet to kill one. And CNN had that guy on the air. Who's the conspiracy theorist now? Who's your daddy? I'm suing you for $1 billion. Do you know that? I'm going to announce very soon that I'm suing CNN for $1 billion for the names they called me. Stupid idiots, you got the wrong names. You don't even know what I am. Your researchers didn't even do the right research. You're so dumb, you got it all wrong. And now Chris Cuomo and you and Don Lemon, you're all getting sued for $1 billion. Who's your daddy now? I'm going to be the boss of Chris Cuomo. Conspiracy theorists. Go listen to every minute of Chris Cuomo's show and then come back and grab a line every night and tell me who the conspiracy theorist is. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, see the shining sea, and in a great mood now that I know that a grand jury's been seated to look at evidence on CNN contributor and former FBI director Andrew McCabe, another deep state scumbag who's going to go to prison. Bye, Andrew McCabe. Bye-bye. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, and the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. And I'm on the warpath. I'm always on the warpath. So let's go to war. No other show like it. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no staff, no assistants. Just me reacting and ranting today's biggest news. I'm your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. And this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KPET in the great Las Vegas. Edward Stolz, owner, operator, founder, gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot on national radio. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Naming rights, Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol, FTMR, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. You hear the music. We love taking calls, but we'll have a guest on coming up next who is directly from the Trump White House. Tell us the latest stuff going on at the Trump White House. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Once he's gone, we'll take calls from you for the rest of the show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, RootsForAmerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, and I hear from hundreds of you each day, thousands of you each week, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And in hour number three at 8 o'clock Eastern, you'll find me on Newsmax TV.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says residents in the path of Hurricane Dorian should assume that they're going to lose power.
From the state's perspective, we've been in contact with all the major utilities and impressed upon them that the response really is aided by expeditious resumption of power.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Monday morning. Lots of folks are bolting to beaches and campgrounds one final time for the holiday weekend. Good news, as Robert Sinclair tells Yahoo News, gas prices will be low.
Yeah, lowest, well, 283 last year, or 257 this year, lowest since 2016. Crude oil is cheap. There's lots of gasoline, lots of crude oil around. And you anticipate that it'll get cheaper.
Sinclair also estimates around 50 million people will be traveling. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. For Real Watcher, you all know I love Smart Bet. I was at a party and I was telling my good friends Brent and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, how my national radio show is the hottest radio show in the country, and I have the greatest fans in all of America. And Brent and Amy are listeners too, loyal listeners, and they're business owners, and they're big Trump supporters, my kind of people. And I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. Thank you, Brent and Amy. I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. And I made a bet with Brent. If I promoted his Real Water, that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a shot. And not just any try, not just any shot, but you would specifically go to Sprouts, wherever you are in the country, go to Sprouts, try Real Water, and let the store know that War sent you. Wayne Allyn Root. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. Real Water, thank you for sponsoring our national radio show. We've got our guest here, Adam Kennedy. He's Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States and White House Deputy Director of Communications. Adam Kennedy, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks so much for having me on again.
So I know you want to talk about the Flores settlement. We'll get to that in 1 second. I'm more interested in the whole China trade thing. I'm a firm believer, and have been, Adam, for months now, that President Trump is going to win the battle with China, that we are the customers, and the customer is always right, and you always treat the customer like number one. It's not the business owner who could screw the customer. It's the customer who could completely destroy the business. And so we're the customer of China, the biggest in the world. Without us, they've got nothing. And if Donald Trump really wants to screw with them, he could take down their entire economy, but they can't take down our economy. They're like 2% of our economy. We're everything to them. So I think Trump has them exactly where he wants them, and the last few days have been really trying for me, because so many people call me and say, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, and then all of a sudden I hear that China capitulated last night, and they want to do a quick deal. Is that true? Did I hear correctly from Fox News that China actually had a blink last night?
Well, I think what China realizes is that this president isn't going to back down. And he's not going to just retreat because China says something or his critics here say something. And I think what we've seen is time and time again, China is taking desperate action to deal with what the president is doing, whether it's devaluing their currency, whether it's these really unconscionable retaliatory tariffs against us. What the president really wants is free, fair, and reciprocal trade. It's something everybody should want. And what China has been incapable of doing so far is meeting us at that level at the negotiating table. And I think from what the president has said and from what we've seen is they're trying to get around to that position now.
Right. And I don't know if we're going to get a quick settlement. I don't know if it's going to happen before Christmas. I don't know if it's going to be a Christmas present. I don't know if it's going to happen before, February, the primary season, January, February. But I'm firmly in firm belief that we're going to get a deal with China. They need it as much or really far more than we do. Their stock market is cratering. Their economy is cratering. Trump has really hurt them badly. And our economy is doing great. Despite all the crazy liberals screaming recession, our economy is doing really well. We're actually the only economy in the world, I believe, Adam Kennedy, that's not in recession. Pretty much everybody else in it or teetering on the verge of it, and we're doing pretty damn well. So I think we have the upper hand here, and we should be able to get a really good deal. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, I remember when the president was elected, when they said, the economy is going to go into recession and the stock market's going to crater. This is the end, essentially, for our economy. Nobody even expected us to get above 20,000 on the stock market. Now we're at 25,000, close to 26,000 today. And they take every little dip as if it's the herald of the apocalypse. But really, when you look at it, we have this fundamental strength that this president has built through tax cuts, through deregulation, through supporting American workers. And you can't just undercut that because of what China says or whatever else. We have such a great economy right now that I just don't see where China can go except to the negotiating table.
All right, so now, by the way, let's talk about the G7 summit real quick. What happened there that could be good for the United States of America? I know that France did something I thought was really bad. They brought Iran's president without consulting us or letting Trump know. Just a total surprise. To me, that was a sandbag of the president of the United States, and I'm really angry at Macron and France for doing something like that. But tell us what came out of the G7 summit.
Well, I think what we saw was that the president stands side by side with some of our allies and reiterate what the G7 should always be about, which is workers, which is the citizens of these countries, which is making sure their everyday lives are improved and that the correct policies are put in place. I think what we've seen is over the years is the G7 kind of become about everything. It becomes about everything under the sun. It loses focus on what's most important, which is the workers of these countries and the citizens of these countries and making sure they have the right policies and support to uplift them.
Right. All right, let's talk about the main topic of today's visit with Adam Kennedy, who is Deputy Assistant to the President, White House Deputy Director of Communications, and that is President Trump is going to terminate the Flores Settlement. Tell everybody what that means. What was the Flores Settlement, and why is he going to terminate it? What's that going to do for the average working class and middle class man and woman in the United States of America?
So the Flores Settlement essentially said that after 20 days, if somebody claims to be part of a family unit, which could be a child and one adult or a child and two adults, that we would release them basically into the interior of this country. We could not hold them. Now, when they to actually meet a judge and go through the adjudication process, that takes 40 days. So we're stuck in this situation under the old agreement where it became almost impossible to enforce the laws. And what the president did was initiate regulations to make sure that if you come in and you claim you're a family unit, A, we're able to investigate it so we can stop this child smuggling that we've seen that's been so rampant where children are used for multiple adults to get across this border. It's really sick. But at the same time, if you are a family unit, that we're able to give you the right housing and the right, and we're able to hold you so you can go through the whole process and see a judge and get adjudicated. And at the end of that process, we're not just going to let you go into the interior. You're actually going to go through what the judge orders you to go through. And it's really surprising that Democrats and other people who oppose this president would even be against it. These are the laws they passed, and the president is now actually enforcing it, really for the first time.
And last but not least, I never mention the fact that, again, this is what bothers me so much, Adam, about the media in the United States. They're all liars, and they all avoid the news that's good for Trump, and they stress the news that's bad for Trump, kind of like what they did to me last week. If you know what happened with me and Trump last week, it was just a big brouhaha. And the media goes out and finds everything I've ever said in their lives that they think is bad and talks about it and doesn't mention the fact that it's 18-1 in favor of all the wonderful things I've said and all the great predictions I've made. And they do the same thing with the president. Only good news is left out, and only bad news is translated by CNN and MSNBC. And that's how they make you look bad. And so they pick and choose what they want. It's just total fraud, misrepresentation. And I did not hear anything today in the news about the fact that President Trump reached an historic trade deal with Japan, which, if I read it correctly, means Japan has taken our side versus China, which puts China in a really bad situation. That's probably why China came to the table last night. Tell me if I've read the situation right.
I think you've read it exactly right. And, you know, listen, I've been here since day one. The media does this to everybody who supports the president. So you're not alone. You're in good company. When it comes to the Japan trade agreement, I mean, really, every time the president says, hey, we need to get to an actual fair trade agreement, all of his opponents say, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's crazy. This was same with NAFTA, same with every other trade agreement under the sun. And what we've seen is time and time again, this president is able to actually get an agreement that helps American workers, helps American farmers, helps American businesses, and it becomes a huge shock, and then the media decides to ignore it. They can't ignore this agreement with Japan. They can't ignore USMCA. And when we get an agreement with China, they're not going to be able to ignore that either.
Didn't Japan just basically agree to buy, like, all the leftover corn of American farmers, which was left over, I guess, because China was not buying it because of our trade war with China, but Japan just agreed to take it all off the table. Did I read that right?
We're opening up a market to $7 billion of American goods. That includes digital goods, agriculture goods, manufactured goods. And, yes, corn's a big part of that. Other agricultural products are a part of that as well. This is really a big deal. And this is something that after the president withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which, by the way, was with all, you know, tens of other countries across Asia, which would have put us in a major disadvantage. Now we're doing bilateral trade agreements that are really scoring victories for the American people.
All right, last question of the day. Possibility of readmitting Russia to the G7 summit. What's the story there?
Well, I think the president wants to make sure. I mean, Russia at the end of the day is a major part of the European economy. And I think what the president wants is that people who have an impact have a say at the table. This used to not be controversial. They were added in under Clinton. It's a bipartisan thing. For some reason, the president's opponents are trying to make this, as they always do, about Russia and the president instead of what's good for the economies of this country and the world. At the end of the day, Russia is a big part of Europe's economy. They buy their energy from them. They buy lots of things from them. We don't have to agree with everything they say. We don't have to support everything they say, but they should have a seat at the table as well.
All right. Adam Kennedy, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States, White House Deputy Director of Communications. Adam, thank you for coming on the show, as usual.
I really appreciate you having me on again.
All right, Adam. Thank you. God bless. Say hi to the President for me.
Will
President
do.
Trump, great job at the G7 summit, great job with the Japan trade deal, and we're going to win the China deal, no question in my mind. That's why China came back to the table begging the United States for a deal last night, literally begging them. Adam Kennedy, thanks for calling in. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now was the name of the show. Now it's Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because that's what we do here, man. Raw, unfiltered, straight from the hip, shoot from the hip, off the cuff. We love taking your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here to rant and rap about it. Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for AIM.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, War, Wayne Allen Root. Liberty Healthshare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Give them a call. They are fantastic. They have taken such good care of me. It's like they are my personal bodyguards. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. So much better than Aetna. Aetna Health Insurance, I was paying $2,000 a month. These guys, I pay $4.99 a month, and they take care of everything that happens, and they are so good. And there's not a giant deductible like there was with Aetna. The small deductible, and you pay it, and after that, they took care of my entire kidney stone surgery. They've been great to my kids every time they've had a problem. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good. Liberty Health Share, they're great. All right, so some other news in the news today. I mentioned that Trump cut a deal with Japan, an historic trade deal with Japan. Liberal media, it just ignored it. They don't care. It's America's third largest international market, Japan. Everybody forgets about Japan. Like Japan doesn't matter and China's big? Well, Japan's huge. This is billions in new trade with Japan. A huge blow to the Chinese who refuse to deal with Trump. We replace them. Replace them. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced Sunday two countries, U.S. and Japan, had agreed to a framework of a trade deal. Trump said, we've been working on this for a long time. We've agreed in principle the deal would amount to billions and billions of dollars. And Japan has agreed to buy all the excess corn from American farmers. With regard to the potential purchase of American corn, Abe said, in Japan, we're experiencing insect pests on agricultural products. There's a need for us to buy some of your agricultural products. The deal will focus on three areas: agriculture, industrial tariffs, digital trade. Very good news for farmers and ranchers, said U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Trump received pushback from world leaders at the G7 about his ongoing trade war with China. But White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow pointed to the Japan deal as evidence it wouldn't do real harm to the American consumer. There may be a small, minimal impact. The largest part of the economic burden of the tariffs has fallen on China. And Japan and the United States are going to sign their agreement, hopefully, in September when Abe and Trump are in New York for the United Nations General Assembly. By the way, the other big news is, you know, last week was a very tough week, right? Not just for me, but for Trump. The attacks were never ending. Just incredible. Just over the top. And guess what they did to Trump? Nothing. He's at 50% as of, I didn't look today, as of Saturday, 50% at Rasmussen. Do you have any idea what a great number 50% is? They keep telling us Trump's so unpopular, he's falling in the polls. It's terrible. It's not terrible. It's terrible when you don't poll likely voters. If you ask the average idiot, yes, they don't like Trump because they listen to CNN and they listen to local news. But not if you listen to likely voters. It was 50%, 5-0, as of Saturday. That's a fantastic number. That's far more than Obama. Way above Obama. Can you imagine if he gets a deal with China, where the numbers would go? And theoretically, China caved last night, if we're hearing the truth. Fox News reported China signaled it is now seeking a calm end to its ongoing trade war with the U.S. That's their words, a calm end. Because Asian markets crumbled overnight, China's currency plummeted to an 11-year low following the latest tariffs on $550 billion in Chinese goods announced last Friday by the Trump administration. Trump said on Monday officials from China called U.S. officials and expressed interest to get back to the table. Wall Street Journal reported that. He called discussions a very positive development. If they want to make a deal, that's a great thing. Just what I said all along. And here's the other interesting thing Trump said about them. Trump said today that China is taking a significant financial hit as a result of his escalating trade fight. China's taken a very hard hit, Trump said, over the last number of months, asserting they're ready to make a deal with the United States. The president commented at length about China during his press conference after the G7 conference of world leaders in France. Trump noted that China has lost 3 million jobs as a result of the trade fight and was at risk of losing their entire supply chain to the United States. Their chain is breaking up like no one has ever seen before. Once it happens, it's hard to put back together, Trump said. Trump said China's president is a brilliant man and a tough guy, but he's likely ready to make a deal with the United States. He can't lose 3 million jobs in a short period of time, and that's going to be magnified many times over. It's going to break down the Chinese system of trade. It's going to break down the Chinese economy. The president also noted China manipulated its currency, putting a lot of cash in their economic system, and the prices of consumer goods were not rising. He estimated China could not sustain the current levels of their market manipulation. If you look at the goods coming from China, they have power that others don't have, but that power is only good for so long. I'm not sure they have a choice. I don't say that as a threat. I don't think they have a choice. This should have been done a long time ago. Donald Trump took such a giant chance, but you know, he's a gambler. He owned casinos. He's a huge gambler. And he took a giant chance, giant gamble, doing this before the election. This could have taken him down. And the Chinese could just wait till after Trump is defeated at the polls. They could single-handedly defeat him is what they could think, what they could be thinking. But guess what? They can't make it to next November. They're dying. They're losing jobs. Their businesses are closing. Their economy is dead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.